quorum. Thank you for coming back. Welcome to the Port of Sisak Commission meeting Wednesday, January 15, 2025. Commissioner Meyer, Commissioner Buchwald, and myself are present, which constitutes quorum. Approval of the agenda by consent. Any problems with the agenda?
We should probably move number four to the first spot for these people back here.
Okay.
Okay, item number four.
Is that agreeable with you?
Yeah, that's just fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay, and did Mike get the advantage of any of this?
Paper.
He received it.
Okay, all right. Well, at our last meeting, Chairman Terry wanted me to bring additional information, and I asked the city to prepare a little material relative to the Art Exposed program, and I've also got my wife is a member of the Art Public Arts Committee, so if there's a question I can't answer, we'll turn to her. But essentially, the way the program works is that the Public Arts Committee issues a call to artists what they're asking for is artists to present the art pieces and that they would like to display, and the city will pay them a stipend for displaying it. The artists themselves sets the price for the artwork, and the artwork is for sale, and if it is sold, 30% of the price of the commission is returned by the artist to the city to be used by the Public Arts Committee for additional propagation of the arts in the city. So it actually flows back to art within the city, and since the city is also within the port boundaries, in effect, it comes back to benefit the area within the port. The piece that I brought up last time, I'm going to back up one step. I've been following the various pieces over the years that have been submitted, and I kind of keep track of them, but the one piece that has caused the most attention and has most impressed me when I saw it was the Golden Yellowstone that sits on the corner of 101 and 126. That particular piece is the price of that particular piece is $11,000, and what is particularly attractive about that piece, not only the quality of it and the way it presents itself in the sunshine, is the size of it. It is a significant piece. That thing is 11 feet long and weighs how many hundreds of pounds? Weighs 180 pounds. It's a width of 115 inches and 12 feet. So it has a significant, wherever it's placed, it's going to have a significant presence. And my concept, again, what I'm trying to sell a port on, if we were to purchase this piece, my preference for putting it, but that's going to be a decision of the commission. I didn't want to dominate that, but I am going to express my down at the west end of our green lawn down there where we have our port sign, and we also have an art piece down there right now. If this piece were placed there, then anybody coming, leaving Bay Street, emerging from Old Town, especially in the afternoon with the sun at the back, they're going to be looking at this piece, and I'm telling you, it's going to make a memorable impression. But the other advantage, if the port were to purchase it and place it somewhere in the proximity of Old Town and Bay Street on port property, it actually adds a significant art. We get a twofer out of it. The Old Town area and the Old Town businesses and the Old Town gets the benefit of this art piece as well as the port gets this art piece. But tonight we only have one commissioner. Anyway, I know there were some reservations expressed the last time I brought it up, so I'd like to continue our discussion, Mr. Chair.
I think that might be appropriate, Bill, because we are missing two commissioners. I would like them to weigh in on this.
I absolutely.
So I would like to put it on the next month's agenda.
I would appreciate that very much, Mr. Chair, if we could do that.
With that being
said, you're talking about postponing it to another month?
Yes. I would like
to. Can you tell me why that is?
Well, I would like to have, honestly, I'd like to have Craig and Dale weigh in as commissioners.
Okay. If that's the only reason.
That is the only reason.
Well, then, all right, I'll agree with that.
Well, my concern is reading the room. I don't think I have the votes to get it over.
Well, Bill, you don't have a clue reading the room because I'm not in the room, just to be honest with you.
Okay.
And I don't want to be obstinate about this.
Okay.
I don't like spending court money for art. I'm sorry, I do not like it.
Okay.
And I made that, I know I made that clear.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we're here tonight to make a decision. I'm a grown up. I understand. I'm reading the room too. I read the room last time. I've always told all of you that I'd support the commission's decisions.
Okay.
And I will support this. So I'd say call for a vote.
We've got to have a motion first.
Would you like to make the motion?
I would move that the Port of Siuslaw purchase the Golden Yellowstone for the amount of $11,000. That would be the motion, Mr. Chair.
Motion's stated. Is there a second? I will second that motion.
Can we discuss it for just like 10 seconds?
Yes, we will discuss
it. Before I vote, I want you both to know that you know my feelings about this. It's taxpayer money, and I struggle with that. I really do struggle with it. But because I know we don't have a full board tonight, I am going to support it. So let's call for the vote.
Discussions made? Let me call
for the vote. If you've made the sale, you stop talking. I call for the vote, Mr. Chair.
That's what I'm saying. Kelly, would you take a roll call vote?
Terry Doohan.
Yes.
Bill Meyer.
Aye.
Mike Buchwald.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes.
I would personally like to thank the commission very much. I think it is a decision that you will not regret. But Mike, I hear your admonitions, and I absolutely. But I appreciate the stand-up guy you are, and I appreciate the way you handle it tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome,
you, Mike. Moving on. Approval of the minutes by consent.
I have no objection to the minutes as presented.
They're approved.
Neither do I.
Approved. Approval of the financials by consent. Kelly, would you like to?
So checks printed in December was $98,428.94. Checks for November, since we didn't have a December meeting, checks in November was $107,494.85. And then the campground occupancy rate was the same as last year at 63%. Mortgage was up 5% over last year. And then occupancy for November was 71%, which was the same as last year. And mortgage was 62%, which was up 6% from last year.
So you're saying we have 71% occupancy in the campground?
That was for November. And
November.
December, we're at 63.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Year over year, comparable?
Yeah. For the campground, it was the same as last year.
Okay.
But mortgage was up the 6%.
All right. Thank you.
Mike, do you have any questions of Kelly?
No, I don't. I looked at things over pretty good. I don't have any questions. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Kelly. The next discussion will be on dredge spoils area, which I'm going to turn over to Manager Dave Huntington.
Okay. kind of disappointed to have to tell you guys this, but we've run into an issue with our expansion on the dredge spoil site. I know I've been telling everybody for months that it's going to get done, and I really thought I had all my ducks in a row, and it looks like I was wrong. We've proceeded all the way to the last step before construction, which was applying for a conditional use permit through the Planning Commission. They've pretty much denied us what it boils down to.
Oh, did you have a hearing?
Yeah.
When was the hearing?
It was a couple months ago.
I wasn't aware of that. Were either one of you aware of that?
No. I wasn't either. What Planning Commission is that? What?
The Planning Commission here in town.
You mean Florence?
Yeah. And they didn't deny us. They just said, you have a lot more work to do. We're not...
We didn't go in front of the Planning Commission, though.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah, we had a meeting with the Planning Commission.
Meeting with the Planning Commission or actual hearing before the planning? That's two different things.
Well, it was a meeting.
So you didn't have a hearing, conditional use?
No. Okay. No.
That's two different things. That's what we're trying to gather.
But basically, what it boils down to is that our dredge spoil site is a designated dredge spoil site.
Period, right? No exception.
Period. Whether we're going to utilize a portion of it to still have dredge spoils, we're not going to be able to use the other part of it. Even though we're going to, what our plan was to shrink the dredge spoil site and utilize that other area for campsites, in the whole picture of it, it's still a dredge spoil site, and there's only a few things that you can actually do. When you start putting infrastructure and buildings in there, they're not going to allow it.
This is under state rules, right, Dave? We're operating under state rules?
Well, I've been in talk with DSL, and DSL had told us that basically it was our property, we could do what we want with it. But they said you need to go before the city because they're the ones that issue your conditional use permit. Basically, with DSL, their role in this is that they collect royalties off of that. When we don't have any dredge material in there anymore, they're not getting any royalties anymore.
Okay.
But the problem that we're running into is that I don't believe that we would ever want to undesignate that site as a dredge spoil site. Or if there's, and I believe there may be a way still to move forward with this, but it's going to take a little bit longer than what I expected. At this point, what I'm proposing is that we put in some dry campsites with some overflow parking. As long as we're not putting in the infrastructure as far as the public restrooms and the sewer and water and electric, we're going to be fine. But there's language in that dredge spoil site that is basically not going to allow us to put in an RV park in there at this time.
I've touched on that throughout this process. We can go in there and build gravel pads anywhere we want.
Yeah.
We just can't put... And if we do put infrastructure in there, the city has to allow it. First of all, they won't.
Yeah.
We could actually tell them, we'll cover it up with sand. But we don't want to do that. So, I think a good...
And so I'm just, you know, I'm sitting here with egg on my face now thinking that, you know, we were right there.
Well, what do we need? Do we need to hire a land use attorney to pursue this, or what?
I think that is probably going to be Our only other option is to get some help with this to proceed, whether we can designate just part of that site as a dredge spoils site, but right now the whole area.
Is it laid out on a map?
Yeah, it's laid out on a map that gives the whole area. And
boy, it'd be a shame not to be able to develop that in some way.
Well, you can, but you can develop it as a dry camp with no permanent infrastructure.
Yeah. Well, I think that's obviously one of our options that we need to do.
Yep. And I think there's a call for that. Am I right, Kelly?
We never had a problem.
Is that big of a call for it?
For dry camping?
I mean, well, with no amenities at all, you just pull in there and that's it.
You'll have a pad and a stop block. I mean, we had a picnic table. We had several sites at one time that were dry camping, and during the season we didn't have a problem renting them because we get so full. Right. So.
And it'll be overflow camping.
And overflow parking, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's our option at
I think you're fighting a dead horse trying to fight the city over this. Because you aren't going to get that zone change. And then what are we going to do for dredge spoils? Once you change it to that, then what are we going to do?
Yeah, I don't want to lose that dredge spoils.
Oh, you can't. Because we got 6 years down the road, we're going to need to dredge again.
Yes.
I didn't think it was going to come to this, but when I look back on when we've dealt with Eldon Nordahl and he's come to the port with wanting us to sign off on undesignated his dredge spoils area up there so he can proceed with some development of some kind. There's just, with it being a designated dredge spoil site, there's just no designation for anything other than that at this point.
And there's no opportunity in the area to pick up another dredge spoil site. Is there anywhere on the map, any way upriver where we could pump the...
We have other dredge spoil site.
Not within...
But would it handle what we need to do here at the port?
Well, it's logistics.
We talked about that before with the Nordahl site up there. Logistically, that's about the farthest that we'd ever be able to pump or do anything, but then we'd have to deal with him on that. And
is there anything closer, Terry?
There's not...
We have an island?
No.
That's not a dredge spoil site?
No, it's not. And the maps that I've seen shows Nordahl's, and then the next one would be Murphy's area up in there, the old Murphy's.
And that's too far away to pump the dredge.
Yeah.
Or we'd have to truck it.
Well, it would be. Yes. But we can't give up this dredge spoil site.
No, I would still like to proceed. Maybe contacting a land use attorney or something like that.
See if we can make it fit within the rules.
But I would like to at least start the process of putting in the overflow parking.
He's going to grade it out with fabric and rock.
Yep.
I think you're fine. And I've said that all along. You can't put infrastructure on it, but we can use that property.
Mm-hmm.
We can park anything. We could put camping sites where we have the overflow parking because that's not in the dredge spoil site.
Yeah, I think we can put, you know, as long as it's no real infrastructure,
right.
You know, no buildings.
But we could put infrastructure where the overflow parking is now.
You mean like the restrooms?
I'll have to show you that.
Is that what you're talking about, or power and water?
Yeah, power, water, restrooms, the whole bit. Any
overflow parking, Terry? Is that what you're talking about?
That's what I don't know where the dredge spoil map comes out to.
It's about right where we have overflow parking.
It encompasses that then.
Yep.
Right at the turn at the end of the...
Yeah.
Down there. Okay.
I wonder if we could survey a smaller spot, saying we don't need.
Well, I know a surveyor. If you can just give him the direction, he could probably surveyor smaller.
Well, you got to get the city to buy off on it.
Well, let's see what legally it would take to get him to buy off on it.
I think that would be your best bet, Mike, would be just to reduce the size of it and see if we can get the city to buy off.
Well, that's what our intention was, and that's what we talked to him about, is reducing the size. But there's a process to that from what because it's one continuous, the site is a certain area.
But you can do a lot line adjustment on it.
I don't know that process yet.
Oh, well, that process is very well defined.
Whether that's what it is to do a lot line adjustment for making our footprint of our dredge flow site smaller, but it just really felt to me like that's all a dredge spoil site, and you're not going to do.
If the law would allow you to do a lot line adjustment and call the new lot that you created a legal spoil site, and then the other one, just like as long as the other one that you created conforms with all the existing zone, you can't create a non-conforming lot with a lot line adjustment. So I think we ought to explore these options.
I think the price of an attorney, a phone call to a land use attorney, is pretty cheap.
Well, we were.
It'd be well worth it, I think, Terry. I think we ought to pursue that and get some, get some good guidance. At least go that far.
Yeah, we were talking to Metro Planning, but we've kind of. And I will continue.
Do we have them on retainer?
No.
Okay.
See if they'll take it on as a battle and give us a.
Dave, that's a call you can make to Metro.
I just didn't want to deliver the bad news because we were planning on doing this
week. We put our big boys' pants on.
Metro has an attorney that she might be able to, Kim.
Okay.
She might be able to shed some light on it for us.
But I'd like to be able to at least proceed with the dry camping. Right.
Do you have a layout?
We do have a layout.
Yeah, and as you and I were talking today, you figure the cost of the improvements for a dry camp, and then you figure, knowing what kind of occupancy rate you would have, what's a return on investment? You're going to spend a certain amount of dollars to implement the dry camps, but then over the six-year period before we actually need to use the dredge site, you're going to get quite a return on investment on that dry camp. But I would like to make sure we're legally shut out. I like the idea of exploring a lot line adjustment and seeing if the zoning designation could be transferred to the other lot by zoning spoils designation. And if it overlays the existing one, I think you have a fighting chance to do that.
I think it was just designated as a dredge spoil site back when it was overrun with brush and nobody wanted to do anything with it, and they said that's our dredge spoil site. Well, now we've cleaned it up and realized we don't need all this area for a dredge spoil site.
Yeah.
We need a third of what we have there.
Would you agree? That makes sense.
You know?
So who makes at the city level, is it a one person decision or is it a group decision?
No, there's a board, it's a planning commission, and that's who you deal with on all your conditional use permits.
But at first you've got to deal with Wendy. You've got to cross the T's and dot the I's and see. I mean, because it's got to be a reasonable request before it ever goes to the planning committee. It's got to be legally.
I would start with Wendy to see if there's an avenue.
Yeah.
A go around, and if she says no, then we go to the attorney. If she says, well, there's an avenue, then we pursue that.
Yeah.
If she says no, then we'll go get a land use attorney.
I think that's exactly what we need to do. I think we're wasting, we're sacrificing too much money if we don't.
Yes, for the cost of a phone call or an attorney coming in, whatever.
Yeah.
And Mike seems to agree with that, Mike?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to just walk away from it. I want to do everything we can to proceed with our original,
That's what I get. Yeah, absolutely.
I think they're overreaching when they say that it takes up all of our.
Yeah.
We don't
it
need all
that way.
Well, we need to talk to somebody that knows more than than I do about what are the rules and regs and what workarounds are available on these designations. I think.
Yeah, I don't know either if there are any. But we do have property. Wilbur's got property on the island up there.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I've just seen a few designated dredge spoils area, because remember, yours was, we thought was considered a dredge spoil.
It's not.
It's not.
No. The problem there is you're going to deal with every property owner on a price.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be substantial if the two I'm thinking of that we had to deal with. So we're better off to keep our dredge spoil site and try to work around it.
Okay.
Did that give you a direction to go?
Yeah, that's all I had.
Oh, that was enough.
Manager and commissioner reports. Mike, I'm going to start with you. Do you have a commissioner report?
No, I don't.
Have you been fishing?
Everything's good.
Have you been fishing in the river?
No, I haven't. The river's just barely in the past week or so got
fishable.
Looking good up here.
Probably lined with fishermen, isn't it?
Well, I noticed there were some out there today, but they're still a little high in some places for boats, so.
Yeah. Good. Bill?
I'm out of ammunition. I shot my ammunition on the Golden Yellowstone. And
you won.
So I'm gonna go and dance a jig. I'm gonna leave here and dance a jig.
No, we're really excited about the possibilities up at Cushman. I mean, majority of the staff, you know, we're looking forward to getting that going up there.
We only have two boats and moorage up there?
Yeah. Two boats that are paying moorage.
And they have some others,
and
they have to get rid of derelicts.
Derelicts up there.
Yeah. Okay, with that being said, Dave knows what he needs to do for tomorrow. Get a report.
Yep.
Kelly, anything?
Yep.
Mike?
Thank you, Terry. Excellent meeting. I appreciate it.